Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Church Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Doug Dortch, and today is Saturday, December the 12th. Right now we're going through our Advent devotional guide, so each day we'll be reading a portion of Scripture and reading through part of a Christmas hymn together. You'll also be hearing my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christmas hymn that we're working from today is Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending. And it's the third stanza that tells us, Now, Amen, we sing your victory, high on your eternal throne. Savior, take the power and glory, claim the kingdom for your own. O come quickly, everlasting God. Come down. Our scripture for today comes from Revelation, the 22nd chapter, and I'm going to begin reading from the first verse. So as you have your Bibles before you, hear now the word of the Lord. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. And on each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. Advent is one of those seasons in church life that looks in two directions. It looks back to the birth of Jesus and invites us to prepare to celebrate its significance for our salvation yet again. But it also looks ahead to Jesus' second coming and how his return will consummate God's redemptive purposes fully and forever. This hymn, Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending, points to the future promise of how Christ's return will mark the end of our earthly existence, which is too often marked by mourning, crying, and pain, as the victory of our faith transports us to the New Jerusalem, where all things will become new. Revelation 22, the last chapter of the Bible, describes the scene vividly as a restoration of Eden, where the tree of life yields its fruit every month and its leaves are for the healing of the nations. I like to think of this final chapter as God's big bow on the gift of everlasting life. As all of us know, every present has to be adorned with such a bow in order for it to be presentable. Think of this chapter's promise as the crowning touch on our salvation as King Jesus calls us to share in his victory forevermore. In a day when we find it increasingly more difficult to hold up in the face of the challenges that come our way in this life, the vision of God's new day gives us the strength that we need to keep going, one faithful foot in front of the other. And as we do, the song on our lips makes our destination seem so much nearer. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.